my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior, I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. You may be seated this evening. Praise God. What I'd prepared for to preach tonight, I just don't feel led to preach it. But I want to take us on a bit of a trail tonight from the Word of God. I've left my tablet down there because the Lord just gave me this as I'm sitting here at the front before you come in. So I don't even know myself what all I'm going to preach, but He knows. So I'm not one bit worried about it. I've got some scriptures here, and I just feel led to preach and show you this evening the ministry of Jesus and healing.
Amen.
And why Jesus' ministry was so powerful, and then how that same ministry was in the disciples. The same ministry and the same power, and it's continued. It is continued. If there's the same Spirit, it's continued. And that's the only way it can be continued, is by the same Spirit that the Lord had. Let's turn to the book of Acts, and I believe there is a path through the book of Acts. There is a guidance in the book of Acts on everything for the New Testament church. And I believe that that's where the church began. The inauguration of the church was on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
The church didn't start at Rome. It didn't start with John Wesley or John the Baptist or any other big names, but it started on the day of Pentecost, which was when the church began. And there's so many things in the book of Acts that God wants us to know and read, and that's our foundation. Praise God. Let's read one verse from Acts 10 verse 38. Acts 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for your precious word of truth. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll anoint our hearts tonight with the word of God, and to give us clarity. And you'll take us through your word. Enlighten us with your scripture. For your word is a lamp on our feet and a light on our path. Light us up and fill us up with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Bless everyone that's here. Bless those that couldn't be here. Lord, I pray you'll meet every need. If any's discouraged, may they be strengthened and blessed. In Jesus' name, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you, Lord, to do in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I believe this is real important. It's just one verse. But God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And we know we cannot talk about being Pentecostal if we don't believe in the Holy Spirit coming and outpouring, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the promise of the Father. Amen. And Peter, on the day of Pentecost, quoted that. And not only did he quote that and know that, but he quoted the book of Joel, and he said these scriptures must needs be fulfilled. Amen. He recognized what God was going to do in his day, in his time. And not only did he recognize it, they were preparing for it because they're waiting in the upper room. And the Holy Spirit anointed Jesus with power. And not only with power, but he went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. Yeah. Now I want you to come with me. We're going to go through the book of Acts tonight. We're going to start at chapter 3, right back to chapter 3. And I want you to see the same Holy Spirit that was on Jesus, what it did on them disciples. Amen. Because people talk about God doesn't do this today. And I can tell you all what God doesn't do. I'm not interested in what God doesn't do. I'll be honest with you. I have no time to preach a sermon on what God doesn't do. For there's nothing that God can't do. And any man that takes time to preach what God can do shouldn't be in a pulpit, in my opinion.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's what God does we want to know.
Amen.
And remember the key is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not, period. Amen. God does not change. So this business of what God used to do and he doesn't do now is nonsense. What God done, he can do again. And if God ever used a man, he can use a man again. If God used a donkey, he could use an ore donkey. If he used a rooster, he could use an ore rooster. How many knows that?
Amen.
God can do whatever he wants because he is Almighty God. Supernatural being with supernatural ability, with supernatural authority. It can't be contained in any denominational box, for he doesn't fit in them. Too big for them. He's Almighty God.
Yeah.
And he's given us the word of truth.
Right.
A blueprint that's absolutely fact. And it's the typepost. And it's our foundation. Acts 3 verse 7. Look what it says. This is a gate called Beautiful. Now this man had been there for a long time begging. And the disciples came to verse 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now we know this is Peter and John, and this man's begging for him, and he said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have. Now if Peter and John had the same spirit, do you believe the same Holy Ghost was on Jesus, was on them? Because there's only one Holy Ghost. I don't believe in the preaching where there's our spirit and they spirit and another spirit. There's one spirit. There's two spirits, all right. One's the Holy Ghost, one's the devil. That's the two spirits. But we're not working with a devil spirit, we're working with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is exactly what it says. It's holy. It's power. And it'll make you live holy and it'll thrill you and fill you.
Amen.
They said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, they had something to give. The devil wants to brainwash God's people that they've nothing to give. I believe there's people, children, here tonight that's not here, and that's the truth. And I believe I had a word from the Lord for them. And I'll tell you what it was. That they're to quit worrying about going through a hard time. And the devil wants to tell them every minute of every day, you're going through a hard time, you're going through a hard time. And he wants to build up a big picture of a hard time for them to keep them down. But when you get Jesus, what is a hard time? As long as you've got the Lord. Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. That was Job's message. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know people can go through a hard time. And he wants to get you down, but God wants to get you up and on your feet. And these fellas here, I'm telling you, these fellas here knew the hard time was they're whipped or beaten and everything, forbidden to preach in the name of Jesus.
Right.
You don't see too many people whipped, beaten for preaching the titles. It'll never disturb a devil, I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
It'll sit through it, it'll never do one thing to them, for it's not the power of God.
Right.
It's the name.
Amen.
It's the name. They said, don't be using that name. I tell you, the demons don't like that name. They tremble and they fear at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I tell you, these men had the power of God that somebody gave. Look at chapter 4, verse 30. This is the book of Acts. It's a blueprint right through it. Chapter 4, verse 30. Praise God. This is the prayer they prayed. Verse 30, be stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus.
Amen.
Healing manifestation is of the Holy Spirit. It's not of the devil. The devil does not give healing manifestations. That's a lie.
That's right.
But people are running about today. You better watch. It's not the devil. Well, they never knew the devil went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed. Says if he does, the kingdom's divided.
Right.
If Satan casts out Satan, his kingdom's divided. That's the word of God, not some philosopher.
Right.
That's God's word. The devil doesn't go about casting out demons. He goes about saying, if you can get you a couple. But the Holy Ghost casts them out.
Amen.
And God's men cast them out, and women. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a prayer they pray, and I think that's a prayer we should be praying. You don't hear them praying, Lord, if it's your will, do you think could you possibly do it? There's nowhere to pray like that. They pray, Lord, stretch your arm forth. With signs and wonders and miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Look at chapter 5. Let's go from verse 14 of chapter 5 of the book of Acts. We're staying in the book of Acts. And believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes, both the men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. I tell you, he was anointed of God, wasn't he? His very shadow going over them, they were healed. Hallelujah. There came also multitudes out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every single one. Glory to God. You know, the wee man that was in William Branham's meetings in Durban, South Africa, we were in a church. What do you call him, John? The wee small man. He was a pastor. You know, in Australia, yes.
Was it Don King?
It was Don something, but we were in his house and he was at the meetings. And you know, when William Branham went to Durban, South Africa, people got healed before he preached a word. They got off couches. The power of God was there to work. The power of God was present to heal. That's what the Bible says. Now that wee man, somebody told him about somebody coming, they brought somebody to get out of a wheelchair, and he told us this from his own mouth. He said, if they get out of that wheelchair, you can take your boot and hit me a good kick here. That's what he said. But the next day he got it kicked. Because the Lord healed that person in the wheelchair, and they walked out of it, and the boy took his boot and hit him a good kick. Didn't kick him hard enough. Some of us need a kick.
Amen.
To let us know the power of God's real.
Amen.
That's the truth. He told that himself. That's his testimony. Hallelujah. Now, of course, he was never really in the message accordingly. Because he preached salvation and the gospel.
Amen.
And if you preach the gospel, you're not really in the message.
Glory.
I'd rather be in Jesus.
Amen.
Than be in anything.
Glory.
Do not. Because that's the one you need to be in, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Glory to God. But he was a wonderful wee man. And I tell you, he told us that himself. The wheelchair was emptied, and he seen it.
Amen.
And he seen miracles. The power of God working. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Look on down till Acts 6, verse 8. Acts 6, verse 8. You can mark these. And Stephen, full of faith and power.
Amen.
You don't read Stephen lacking in faith and fiddling about. Don't know if God can do it.
That's right.
You don't read that.
Amen.
This man wasn't driven to and fro every wind and wave of doctrine. And the Trinity one week and oneness the next week, and he didn't know what he was. He knew what he was. He knew he believed in Christ. He knew the power of God was on him.
Glory.
Full of faith. Hallelujah. And power.
Amen.
With great wonders and miracles among the people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, I tell you something. We're living well below it. We need to come up, for he is. And I'm telling you now, the power of God's available.
Amen.
We need the power of God.
Amen.
There's nothing will fill a place as quick as a miracle in the power of God.
Amen.
That's the truth. It did it in the Bible times. It'll do it again. Great multitudes were gathered. They knew something was going to happen. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at chapter 8, verse 7. For unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed.
Yeah.
Praise God. Now we know that was Philip. When Philip went down, let's go back a verse. Let's go back a verse to verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. What do you think of that for a message? What about that for a title?
Amen.
Christ.
Right.
I tell you something. You can be too caught up in trying to have something big and you end up with nothing.
That's right.
Amen. I believe these men were moved to the Spirit of God and they went as God led them. Do you believe that? No, there's nothing wrong with having titles. I'm not saying that. And all and church things and everything. But we need more of the Spirit of God leading us. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
I believe it.
Glory.
I absolutely am convinced of it. I tell you, Philip went down and preached Christ unto them. The devils cried out. Hallelujah. And they didn't finish with that. Them people was in that meeting were visited again by two more men, and they laid their hands on them, the Holy Ghost come on them. They got saved, then they got baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's the Bible pattern. Now many believes that. There's water baptism and there's a Holy Ghost baptism. There's salvation and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, two separate things. But the same God. Amen. Look at chapter 9, verse 41. Book of Acts again. And I just want to read you through these. And he gave her his hand. Let's go back, verse 40. But Peter put them all forth, and he kneeled down and prayed, turning him to the body, and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. This is the Peter raises Dorcas at Joppa. Raises her from the dead. I'm telling you, if you tell people today, you know the first thing they say to you, if God does that, I'll take you down to the graveyard. Have you ever had people have said that to me? Now, you see a boy like that, he's just grieved the Holy Ghost. I believe that. That's the wrong way to talk. If you're working with a real man of God and you talk like that, that is dangerous talk. I'm telling you, because God is not mocked. And God does these things. God raises the dead. Smith Wigglesworth saw 22 people raised from the dead. And even we, Dixon, Gondosi, had come over here, saw 4 raised from the dead. God can raise the dead. But what's wrong today? Denominational people know nothing about the power of God, so they limit God.
Amen.
And the God they're working is limited, but the God we're working with can't be, or he's not the God of the Bible.
Right.
He's the I Am.
Glory.
Not the I Was. The I When he came into the house, she was dead. When he left the house, she was living. I tell you, we talk about visitors coming to preach for us. You should have no trouble knowing if it's a man of God or not. Am I telling the truth or not? When they leave, something should happen. You should be blessed. God's presence should be there. The power of God should be there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't need dead meetings. We need meetings that Jesus is in. And if he's in them, they're not dead. For he's very much alive. But he wants us to lift him. Praise him. He wants us to tell the world he's the same. He wants us to preach that whosoever calls on him is saved. And that they can heal and deliver and fill and baptize with the Holy Ghost. And give you power in your life to overcome the devil. He wants us to tell the world. Hallelujah. With banner unfold, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus has conquered and died. We'll never give in. We'll fight against sin for Christ is victory. That's an old Methodist one. That's when they were Methodist. Amen. How many believe John Wesley had it? His horse broke his leg and he got down off it and prayed for it. God healed it. And he got back on it and on he went. I have his journal at home. It's up there. I'll tell you what, you can't read very far in it till you'll be reading about people getting saved and miracles. And that's John Wesley's journal.
Amen.
It reads like the book of Exodus, John Wesley's journal.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, may we write books behind us. Do you know what I'm saying? We're writing epistles, seen and read of all men. Glory. Look at chapter 14. Chapter 14. I just want to read you these tonight and encourage you. Praise God. Verse 9 to 10 of Exodus 14. Exodus 14, verse 9 and 10. A lame man, say, let's read in verse 6. And they were of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe cities of Lyconia and unto the region that laugh round about. And there they preached the gospel. Amen. Did you know the disciples were gospel preachers?
Amen.
And that's great.
Right.
They were gospel preachers. That fellow preaches the gospel. Some
Amen.
People say it today like it's a bad thing. Praise God if he preaches the gospel. That's wonderful.
Amen.
What else would he preach? Hallelujah. Verse 8, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Now this is some miracle. He never had walked. And he's a full man. Verse 9, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, glory to God, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. He looked at him and something happened. Paul knew it and he knew it. Glory. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet, and he leaped and walked.
Glory.
Hallelujah. You don't even read of Paul lifting him up.
That's right.
Now there's other scriptures you read of it, but you don't read that here. But this fella never walked. He's a full grown man, and he leaped on his feet, and he walked. That's the power of God. That's what the real power. Look. This book shows us what the power of God can do. This book. This is God's word. This is God in written form. John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Now this is the same Holy Spirit that was on Jesus as on these men doing this. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 16. Verse 18, 19 of chapter 16. Lydia is converted. Praise God. A spirit of divination is cast out. Let's read from verse 16 of chapter 16, just to get the story. And it came to pass as we went to pray, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and Christ, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Now you'd think there's nothing wrong with all that, what he's just said. Of this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, not to the woman, but the devil in her, he said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ. You notice everywhere you read about these miracles, they're using the name. That's what they're using. It could be the Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ, or, you know, but it's all the Lord. How many knows that? It's no other name. To come out of her, and he came out the same hour. He didn't wrestle with the devil all night. He didn't have a special note deliverance meeting where you hand round files to everybody and you take a week to tell them how it's done. None of that happened. When the power of God came on them disciples, they had it. Amen. They had it. Everything they were ever going to need was on the power of God. And the power of God was on them, through them, and with them. Listen, God's power is one we underestimate it. What about a gypsy man that lived not far from here, never could read a note, couldn't read a thing, and opened the Bible and God let him read it? And he never could read or went to school or nothing. He couldn't spell or read or do nothing, and yet God let him read that Bible. How did that happen? God done it. Amen. That's how it happened. God done it. Amen. It's supernatural. Because God's supernatural. That man come in contact with the power of God. God done it for him. Hallelujah. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, glory to God, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. So that's what happens when the power of God works. You'll get in trouble. If you want to get in trouble, get the anointing.
Amen.
Now that's true.
That's right.
I know that doesn't sound real, but it's real here.
Amen.
It's real here.
Amen.
And I tell you something, would you rather get in trouble than have the power of God?
Amen.
Chapter 19, verse 12. We're still in the book of Acts. This is miracles are performed in Ephesus. Let's read from verse 11 of chapter 19. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Not just ordinary ones, special ones.
Amen.
Isn't that great?
Amen.
What our God can do. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases parted from them, and evil spirits went out of them. A prayer cloth that William Branham prayed over was took to India and it was cut into so many pieces there was practically nothing of it left. Only a few threads. And there's a woman, an Indian woman, with a tumor on her throat, and she ate the threads and God healed her and the tumor disappeared clean of her throat. There's another woman and she had a barrel of flour like in the days of Elijah, and she took the prayer cloth and the word of God was spoke over her and her barrel never wasted and it was recorded in magazines for years.
Amen.
But the devil doesn't want nobody to know nothing about what God done. But he wants you to know what he's doing.
That's right.
Did you ever hear preaching? Did you know the devil preaches in pulpits? God doesn't do that way today.
That's right.
Our general overseer has taught us that God no longer works miracles the way he worked in the... It all ceased with apostles, you know. And you can't pray prayers of faith that got no more. Our church and our man doesn't believe in that. Well, you can keep our church and our man as well, and I'll take the Lord.
Yes, sir. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's what people's been taught. But do you know the dangerous thing about it? And this is serious. The man that taught that's going to have to stand before God someday and give an account for what he preached. That's the truth. And when William Branham was caught beyond the curtain of time and he saw the people over there, he said, I preached what Paul preached. And the thousands screamed out and said, we're depending on that. We're depending on that. He said, for he baptized name of Jesus Christ, I baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. For he prayed for the sick, I prayed for the sick. And that's the way he preached it. And I tell you, if the Holy Spirit on Jesus, Jesus is the one we're following. No other man. And the Holy Spirit on Jesus made him to go about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed to the devil. And we're seeing tonight through the book of Acts, it's done the same thing. Is that right?
Amen.
Because he's never changed. Amen. Look at chapter 28. And then we'll soon be out of the book of Acts, chapter 28. And I'll close in a moment. Verse 8 and 9 of Acts 28. Praise God. Paul's witness, Melita. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Now, a lot of people say you can't say that, that Paul healed him. But my Bible says Paul healed him. Does your Bible read like that? Mine says Paul healed him. And the reason Paul healed him, because the Bible talks about a gift of healing.
Amen.
And if God gives somebody through the Holy Ghost a gift of healing, they can lay hands on somebody and they'll be healed, because they've got the gift of healing. That's what the gift of healing is. Then there's one called the gift of working miracles.
Amen.
The gift of working miracles. Just like a man can have the gift of tongues and prophesy, you can have the gift of healing, you can have the gift of working the miracles. That's the Bible. Now don't tell me that God took them out of the church and we don't need them today, because I'll tell you, we need them more than ever.
That's right.
Amen. How many believes tonight that we need the gifts and the power of the Holy Ghost like the book of Acts had? We need it. May God give it to us.
Amen.
May he fill us with it, overflow us with it.
Right.
So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. When they heard of this wonderful miracle, what Paul done, they came for it. Hallelujah. They came for it. Glory to God. They came looking at it. You know what I've been telling the Lord? You need to give me something that nobody else has. And that'll be hard to do. Because I know someone, if God can give me it, there's not another church in this country who's working it. And if there is, I want you to take me to it tomorrow night. Take me and let me see it. But you're not perfect to do it. Because words are happening, but God can do it. God can still do it. God's a miracle worker.
Amen.
He's the God of signs, wonders, and miracles. I believe in the power of God. And this Bible shows us the power of God. And you take the miraculous out of this Bible, you don't have a Bible. For your Bible is a miraculous Bible. Even in the Old Testament, it's miraculous. He parted the Red Sea. He fed the manna fresh from heaven every day. Quails, meat, and everything God gave them. He clothed them in clothes and food and everything they never wasted for 40 years. Our God's a miracle working God. He called Moses at the backside of the desert in a burning bush and he gave him a staff in his hand that looked like nothing, but yet the power of God was in it and on him. And sent Aaron with him as his prophet to do the talking. I tell you, Moses, it doth saith the Lord so much that the Bible says he was God unto them. Amen. And Aaron was his prophet. That's the Bible. Aren't you glad the Lord's real? Divine healing is the work of the Holy Spirit. I wrote that down sitting here tonight. Divine healing is not the work of the devil. Divine healing is the work of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus was anointed of God with the Holy Ghost. And then look what he done. And if the same Holy Ghost anoint you and me, it will do the same things. It'll have to. It won't do anything different. How many believes that tonight? Praise God. Divine healing also, you know, it also can lead people to the Lord. Look back at Acts chapter 4. Go back for a moment. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 30. Acts chapter 4. And I'm going to have to finish in a moment. Verse 29 to 30. Now Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they speak the word of God with boldness. This is the same man that was filled in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost with filled again. They didn't wait long. Now think of this, for the problem is, people say, I can baptize the Holy Spirit in the name of the date, and it's true. I'm not deriding it. I'm telling you the truth to show you a point. All of us can say, the Lord, hopefully, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. These fellas could say, I was filled in the upper room, but this is only two chapters down and they're filled again. We need God to fill us again. That's what I'm telling you. The true church needs a baptism. How many believes that a fresh outpouring of the Holy Ghost? And I tell you, when you get the fresh outpouring, chapter 5, verse 12 to 14. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women.
Amen.
The Lord added to them, because the power of God was there. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
I tell you, I want you to pray tonight. We need the power of God. I need the power of God. I hope you can recognize you need the power of God.
Amen.
Every one of us needs the power of God. Oh, but brother, I'm not a preacher. I'm just an ordinary person. You still need it.
Amen.
God wants you to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If you've been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? We need the Holy Ghost. Not just tongues. Tongues is wonderful. I believe in tongues. But we need more than tongues. We need all them other gifts as well as the tongues. Gifts of healing, working of miracles. All of ever there was a day we need it. Lord, if you do it, I tell you, it would change the whole thing, wouldn't it? And God can do it. God can do it. Let's come and pray tonight. And let's believe the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've never changed. We bless you, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we've read your word, and we know your word is your way, and your way is your will. I pray sincerely tonight that you would fill every one of us afresh with the Holy Ghost and power. We know if you send the Holy Spirit, the power is with it. For the Spirit of God is the power of God. Oh Lord, fill us, I pray. Baptize us afresh with the Holy Ghost power, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Move in my brother, my sister, every young person, older person, move on them. By the power of the Holy Ghost, eradicate sickness and diseases. I come against every foul devil spirit of infirmity tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For all those who have prayed for this Sunday past, manifest your power on them in such a way that every influence, that every look of anything from the pit will go off them and come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, we've read how you done it when you were here, and how you done it with these disciples, and you're the one that promised, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe you tonight. Rid us of unbelief, and rid us of the fear of man, and give us the fear of God. We worship you this evening. For we know you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, break in our homes, on our children,
amen,
on the aunt, on the uncle, on the wife, on the husband. Break in on them,
amen,
with the power of the Holy Ghost conviction. Break in these meetings with the power of God. Convict men and women of sin and unrighteousness, and bring people to your own self. Save souls, O God, we pray, and heal the sick in Jesus' precious name. Oh Lord, give us a Pentecostal outpouring such as we've never had before. Pour your Spirit amongst us and upon us in Jesus' name. I pray this Sunday for the morning and evening, the power of God will come. Come on the one that stands behind the pulpit. Let the power of God anoint them. And may they be took over from heaven. And may the devil be eradicated and kicked out in Jesus' precious name. Oh Lord, I pray you'll deliver us from every work of the devil. Lord, the wound, the hand, the stubble, rid us of it, and give it the finest of the wheat in Jesus' precious name. Bless every brother, every sister under this roof. For those perhaps that's at home and sick tonight, touch them with the power of God. Anoint them with the Holy Ghost and make them well, make them whole. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Oh God, we ask you this evening for the mighty outpouring. I pray for those I'm thinking about tonight, Lord, you know who they are. Lord, it's been persecuted for you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you raise a mighty standard up. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Raise that standard. May they know your power and your presence this night. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn everything around. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray again for those in authority.
Amen.
Bring in the right people. Take out, we praise you.
Amen.
We praise you, O God.
You.
That you're the one that takes out, sets up, and pulls down. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Have your way, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.